The people outside South Africa House. Let's speak to John McManus now. John, you've had a moment to reflect on the responses that you got there. And I understand from one of our previous guests, Simon Woolley of Operation Black Vote, who was in that premiere earlier on today, that yesterday evening, Idris Elba, the star of the film, came out with the director and literally broke the news to the audience. And we heard from the person you spoke to there what shock there was in the audience. How did people seem when they came out? Were they still in shock?
Well, when I got there, most of the people had already left, but you can hear from that clip you played just how shocked that woman was. You know, they'd gone to a premiere which was really celebrating Nelson Mandela's life and all of his achievements. And then at the end of this film, this shock announcement had been made. Now, I asked the few people I did speak to outside the premiere, you know, were they expecting this? Was it at the back of their minds? Because we knew he'd been ill for so long. And in the last few days, there'd been a few hints as well that things were getting worse. But all of them said to me that it was a complete surprise to them. The woman who you heard talking to me in the first clip from outside the premiere told me that members of Mr. Mandela his family who'd been at the film had left halfway through, and that had been the first sign that something might be wrong, but of course nobody was quite sure what. But there was this general sense of shock. Somebody else told me that when the announcement was made at the end of the film, people just left very quietly. It was, you know, to say it was a dampener would be an understatement, but people didn't know quite how to react. They just left the film theatre, the cinema, very quietly and went home because, you know, obviously they were upset, but it was also just such a stunning shock.
And what about outside South Africa embassy? I remember for years that was one of the longest protests that we had witnessed in the capital, the anti-apartheid protest there. What was the scene like today?
Yes, as you say, South Africa House plays a really iconic role in the anti-apartheid movement. As you say, it was the focus of protests by campaigners for years and years. Now, when I went down there after being in Leicester Square, it was a very different atmosphere. When I got there, a small shrine to Mr. Mandela had already been set up on one side of the building. And this consisted of candles, flowers, pictures of him. I think you heard in one of the clips there, a woman just arriving with some flowers. She'd been passing by on her way home from a night out. She'd just heard the news and she'd gone to buy some flowers and leave them there. It was very much the case that people were shocked. They were just finding out, but they were reacting in a very somber way.
John, thanks very much. John McManus there. Well, earlier